With the start of a new fiscal year Monday, July 1st, the largest city in western Massachusetts has a new budget. The Springfield City Council voted 12-1 to adopt a nearly $692 million budget that had been recommended by Mayor Dominic Sarno. Final passage of the fiscal year 2020 budget came after councilors and the administration struck a deal to eliminate 12 unfilled jobs and use $2.5 million of one-time revenue with the intent to lessen the property tax burden on homeowners.
And it does show that we can and we will continue to work together.
Sarno said not filling the 12 open positions will save the city an estimated $900,000. The one-time revenue will be taken from an account used by the city assessor for property tax abatements. How the reduction in the tax levy for the budget will impact individual property tax bills won't be known until later this year, when the new tax rates are set. Sarno said the final budget will not result in any municipal employees being laid off or any cuts in city services.
I'm proud to say this is the fifth consecutive budget that it balanced without any use of reserves. Unheard of, obviously, on a federal level, and very much unheard of at times on a municipal level here. So I'm very, very proud of that.
City Councilor Tim Ryan, who chairs the Finance Committee, said the budget is, quote, strong.
We're funding everything. We're funding the raises that we voted for. We're funding the requirements for pensions. And we're trying to make as many savings as we can. So it was a lot of good work by a lot of people in this room.
The annual budget debate in the city council chambers has at times in the past been tense and acrimonious. This year's debate was described as, quote, a love fest, unquote, by City Councilor Kateri Walsh, a member of the council since 2003. Councilors who spoke during the debate praised their colleagues and the mayor's finance team who negotiated the budget deal. City Councilor Tim Allen took the lead in negotiations with the city's chief administration and finance officer, T.J. Plant.
The trick is being able to ask the tough question of someone that you want to trust you. That's really hard to do, and we've reached that with this financial team.
The only vote against the budget came from City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who said there were several reasons.
Well, one is I don't think that the administration is being transparent about the fact that residents' taxes are going to go up come December when we set the tax rate.
During the floor debate, Ramos criticized a $14,000 line item in the budget for office supplies in the mayor's office, saying it was much higher than other city departments. But Ramos did not make a motion for the council to vote to cut any amount from the line item. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.